Hi everyone, this is Anna Brandt, and today's podcast title is called, Is It About the Price or the Work? Almost every single day I see either on social media or via an email or a conversation about a photographer struggling with pricing. They look around to other websites and try to compare their pricing with other photographers. Some are higher, some are lower, and they just don't understand what they're supposed to be doing. The challenge is first in when you're pricing your work should be based on several factors. Number one, your experience, your education, your training, the area that you live in, your demographics. There are so many different factors, especially the cost of yourself doing business. Are you working out of your home? Are you working out of a studio? What is your overhead? Do you have assistants? There are tons of workflows and worksheets and just so many different algorithms for coming up with pricing based on cost of goods, as you would do in any business. However, when we come up with our pricing, even if we use all those algorithms, at the end of the day, if our phone's not ringing, we sit back and say, what do I do? Do I lower my prices? Do I raise my prices? When we're really busy, we're not thinking about it. Everything's fine, and then we realize we're so busy, we work so hard, and there's no money left in the bank. So then we say, what do I do? Do I raise my prices or do I lower my prices? Do I take in less clients? What do I do? And we go back to the internet and we look at other photographers' websites and we try to see what they're doing. We try to address their model. They seem busy. They seem successful. Why can't I just adopt their model? So then we do, and then it still doesn't work. So then we try to find somebody else whose model may be a little bit lesser, a little bit cheaper, and try to see if that will work. And we end up spinning in circles when the real reason is it about the price or the work? If you're somebody who's looking for a photographer, and we are specifically talking about newborn photography, it can be very hard to pinpoint one photographer from another. A sleeping baby on a beanbag may not look that different. If they're the same skin color, same size, different color beanbag, how can you really tell one photographer's work from another? I don't believe that the challenge is in the pricing. I believe in the challenge is making your work unique and different so that when your client calls you, it's not calling you about the price, it's calling you about the work. I've been working solid for 18 years, and I have to say that every single client that comes in to see me, I do ask, why do they come? Why did they choose me? Why me as a photographer? Many of my clients will tell me that they looked over and over and over again and compared all the photographers, and they decided that they wanted to come to me. When they're talking about comparing, they're never talking about comparing pricing. They're always talking about comparing the imagery. Every single time. They say, well, I looked here, and I looked there, and I looked there, and here, and everywhere, and I liked your work better. No client ever comes to me and says, well, I looked at their pricing, and their pricing, and their pricing, and then I chose your pricing. I've actually never had that conversation with a client ever. And so what it tells me is, it tells me it's about the work. You know, right now one of the big trends is digital backdrops, but this isn't not a new trend. That's why movies had green screens for years. You know, using digital backgrounds and composites is nothing new in the art world. However, what I see is that when people are buying digital backdrops, they're not making it their own. They're simply buying the backdrop, plopping a baby in it, and posting it on their newsfeed and on their website. And it really doesn't look that different than the person who created the digital backdrop or the other five people that bought the same digital backdrop and putting in a baby that looks almost the same. So if I'm a consumer and I'm looking for a photographer and I see five babies in my newsfeed or on the website that all are in the same digital backdrop and the babies all look the same, how am I going to differentiate one photographer from another? Now in that scenario, I could look at price and say, well, if all these photographers are doing the same thing, I might as well pick the cheapest one, right? And so that's what's happening. So that they're seeing all the same work and they're thinking, well, she is just as good as her. Her work is the same, so I'll just go with the cheaper one. Or they're looking around and they're seeing, okay, that looks good, but that looks similar, and so does that. And I want to go to somebody whose work I think is a little bit different and a little bit unique. So my challenge to you is when you're struggling with the phone not ringing or business being a little slow, first of all, recognize a few things. There are peaks and valleys in every single business, just like there are in seasons. And the summertime is usually a slower baby time. end of June, early July, is one of the slowest baby times of the year. It is also one of the slowest family portrait times because kids are on vacation with their parents and they're traveling. But for somebody specializing in vacation photos, it could be one of their busiest times, or destination weddings or things like that. So there are peaks and valleys in every single business. So when you're having a dip in your business, before you freak out and lower your pricing, first look around and see if it's just that time of the year where things might be a little bit slower. And if it is, this is a great time to start working on some unique work that is specific to you and your style. If it's reverse and it's just a very busy time and it seems that everybody is busy but you, before you go and just ditch those prices, stop and take a look at your portfolio. Ask somebody else to look at your work. Is it unique? Does it stand out? Do you look different than the photographer next door to you? Who are you and why are you a photographer? You have work that only you can create. You have two eyes that only you can see with. So my challenge to you is to go back and start creating work that inspires you and that is creative and something only you can do. And then hopefully the next time a client calls you, they're calling you because of your work and not your price.